What is the role of town supervisor? Should he just sit at the head of a table and conduct meetings, or should he be a leader? What kind of supervisor would you be?
I think I'd be the way I'd like to do things. I like to take my time and look over an entire issue, get information from everybody, make sure everybody's voice is heard, everybody on the board's voice is heard, and talk to people in the community too, and find out, you know, just to make sure that we're going in the direction that the community wants us to go, and to make sure that it's not going to be a the decisions you make, they affect people, they affect their taxes, but they affect them in other ways too. I just like to make sure that we're doing the best job we can, and I don't think that you can make a real fast good decision. I think you need to look at things and come up with a plan, so that when you walk out of that boardroom, you speak with one voice, and everybody's going in the same direction.
Tom?
I know the town likes to go slow. We've heard that. And I have to disagree with that a little bit. I think we need to make decisions and move faster on things that need to happen. And I can give you an instance of that. Is the wall behind the town hall, a year ago, and Irene came through, part of the wall fell in and the walkway. It's not fixed yet. The village can't go in and fix it because it's on town property and blah, blah, blah. It keeps going back. We need to just sometimes suck it up, go in and fix the problem. And that's the way I like to do things somewhat, is react to it, do it. And there's nothing wrong with looking at it and getting all the information down, but sometimes you just have to move forward and get things done. If you sit back and study things for ever in a day, they never happen. I would just like to move a little forward, a little faster, and more frequently.
On the issue with the wall behind the town hall, FEMA originally gave us, they were going to give us, I think it was $40,000 to fix that wall, and they're only going to pay us to fix about 40 feet of the wall. The wall is 118 feet long. So the rest of that would have fallen on the taxpayers. The wall is undermined some, and it had crumbled. Some of the stones had fallen out of the bottom of it a while ago. So the rising water certainly didn't do it any favors, but it didn't get it in the shape it's in right now. But We just last week we had another meeting with FEMA, and now we're looking at having them give us money to do the whole wall. So if we'd done it real fast, that could have cost the taxpayers about $300,000, and now we might get it, some of it or more of it, paid under the FEMA grants.
Tom?
We're probably gonna wait all winter now on this, and we'll be talking about this a year from now. I think we need to get the thing fixed.
It's a historic part of the mm-hmm. structure, so you can't just go in there and put a wall in there. Sorry.
No, I agree.
Sorry.
Right.